As I mentioned earlier, thousands of people are trying to get home for the holidays, but many of them got an unwelcome surprise this Christmas Eve when several major airlines canceled hundreds of flights in the United States. Both United and Delta, they're citing concerns over the Omicron variant and staffing shortages. If you look across the globe, more than 3,000 flights have already been grounded. Now, that's according to the tracking site FlightAware. Let's bring in Seth Kaplan. He's our transportation analyst. Seth, thank you for joining us. What's going on here?
Good to be here, Peter. Yeah, it's what you said, staffing shortages related to the Omicron variant and just general issues. You mentioned United Airlines. United is an airline that took a stronger stance than others in terms of requiring its employees to be vaccinated. Well, that meant that some people aren't available who might have otherwise been available to fly planes and staff planes as flight attendants and so forth, whatever the merits of that stance it took were. And so you've got airports, particularly those where United and Delta are biggest, with lots of cancellations. So places like Newark, yeah, where United has such a big operation. Atlanta, of course, the busiest airport in the world, where Delta is big. A smaller airline like Allegiant, smaller number of cancellations, according to those FlightAware stats. When you see Allegiant with nearly 30 cancellations, that's actually a big percentage of its overall operation.
Mm. What do airports look like right now? Are they okay?
Yeah, well, it kind of depends on the airline. And this has been the lesson here. United, by the way, Gary Leff, who writes a View from the Wing blog, it's called, noted that United back in early November actually sent out an email talking about how good its operations were, that you could count on it for the holidays. Southwest and American, of the giant four U.S. airlines, had recently struggled with their operations. Well, today, if you look at that FlightAware data, American has about 10 cancellations. It's not very much for a giant airline. Southwest has just one. And it's, as you said, United and Delta who are in far worse shape today. So it kind of just depends on which airline you're flying. For some people, things are fine, and for others, very much not so.
Is it your sense that the airlines got ahead of this problem and canceled flights before people got to the airport?
Yeah, that is one thing they do a better job of these days is proactively or pre-canceling flights. So at least it's more often now than it might have been a decade or so ago, where at least you get that dreaded message in the comfort of your own home before you head to the airport or whoever you're staying with, as opposed to seeing it at the very last minute. But small consolation to people who are hoping to be having dinner tonight, perhaps with relatives, and aren't going to get there.
Very disappointed people across the country, I'm sure. But for those who did make it to their destination right now, they may be wondering what getting home will be like. What would you tell them?
Yeah, well, these airlines typically do get their hands around things. That's been the lesson, right? I mentioned, you know, if you sort of try to outsmart them and say, well, you know, what, win the last war, as the saying goes, right? I'll book a different airline. That's been the lesson here, is whatever airline is struggling a week later typically isn't the airline that's struggling, because they have some time to shift things around and minimize the pain. But it's always tougher at holiday times, because when airlines cancel flights and try to sort of consolidate the people from that canceled flight onto other flights, you just don't have as many empty seats on other flights. Now, if they cancel your flight, they're going to offer you a full refund. But that's, again, small consolation. It's not what you wanted. You might have prepaid for a rental car or a hotel room, and you're not going to get to the family that you paid to get to see.
Just briefly, Seth, travel had just started to pick up again. Here comes Omicron. Things are getting bad. What's the outlook, do you think, for these airlines that had a pretty tough time over the last year and a half?
Well, the fortunes of the airlines have always tracked the pandemic itself. So it's as you said. Now, we'll see going forward here. And there's talk about, you know, should people be required to quarantine less than in the past? I mean, as there's sort of variant after variant, and if it turns out that vaccinated people are not vulnerable to getting very sick and being hospitalized, you know, are people going to become less reluctant going forward? Maybe. But so far, Delta and Omicron have dealt big blows to the airlines.
Seth Kaplan on Christmas Eve, thank you so much. I do appreciate it.
Thank you, Peter.